Hi, Rosemary.
Hi, Bing. I see you right on time.
Oh, I'm very punctual when I have an engagement with a charming lady.
What's the sheet music under your arm there?
It's a song of light and gentle quality as a parlay for General Electric light bulbs and Fells and Company.
That seems to be a slick way of handling the situation.
Very tactical. Darling, je vous aime beaucoup. Je ne sais pas what to do. You know, you've completely stolen my heart. Morning, noon, and night time too. 'Cause you're wondering what to do. That's the way I felt right from the start. Ah, Cherie, my love for you is trefoil. I just wish my friends were good enough. I'd tell you so much more. But I hope that you comprehend all the things you mean to me. Darling, je vous aime beaucoup. I love you. Yes, I do.
I hear about you buying a bank.
A bank?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, bank. Slipped my mind a moment. This way, Ken. We were going through Arizona, and we saw this bank. It looked like a nice bank, and so we went in and bought it. Actually, I'm just on the board of directors. But I always wanted a bank in the family.
Oh, that's great. Well, next thing, I'll be hearing you bought the General Electric Company.
No. Quite the reverse, Ken. The General Electric Company has bought me.
You mean you sold out?
No, nothing like that. They don't own me. They just enlisted me in their anti-bulb-snatching crusade. From now on, sir, I shall cut bulb-snatchers dead. Won't even speak to them on the street. Yes, sir, the world is too small for Crosby and bulb-snatchers to live in together.
What about home, Bing? Have you given up the habit?
Well, you know how it is, Ken. You sit down to read the paper and somebody's taking the bulb out of your lamp, so what do? You teach them a lesson by taking the bulb out of their lamp and...
Oh, I'm afraid you're missing the point, Bing. You don't cure bulb snatchers by fighting fire with fire. You cure them by keeping plenty of spare General Electric bulbs on hand.
Well, now, why didn't I think of that?
So, girls, write General Electric bulbs down on your shopping list right now. You can get most of the sizes you need in handy 4 bulb packs that store neatly on the shelf. For example, 60 watts... 75s, 100s, 4 for $1. Get extra GE bulbs for your 3-way lamps, too. But be sure you get General Electric, because remember...
It's easy to see. The best bulbs are GE.
Ah, thank you, Bing. Now you're really earning your pay. And now that the light bulb situation is well in hand, do you have a bright suggestion for us, Rosie?
Yes, keep it gay.
Mighty clever thought.
Keep it gay, keep it light, keep it fresh, keep it fair. Let it bloom every night, give it room, give it air. Keep your love a lovely dream and never wake it. Make it happy and be happy as you make it. Let it sing like a nightingale in May. Keep it gay, keep it free, or you'll frighten it away. Take it easy and enjoy it while you take it. Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
Crossed real good there, Rosie. Now, Ken, I tell you what I think I'll do. I'll segue to a very romantic mood. I might even get, in a misty mood.
That's your racket, isn't it?
Sure. Misty, smoggy, foggy, groggy, cloudy, sleepy, dopey. I can handle any one of those moods.
Just stick with misty. Stick with misty.
That's what I'm going to do. This is Misty, written by Errol Garner and Johnny Burke.
Look at me, I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. I can't understand, I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. It might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. I wander through this wonderland alone, not knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love.
Say, Ken, do you have any item, any bit of news that might pique the interest of the ladies listening?
Well, I've got something that might be of interest.
Well, bring it on, boy. Bring it on.
Well, did you know that you can get colored bread now?
colored bread?
Yes, sir. You can get pink, green, lavender, and even multicolored loaves of bread at certain bake shops.
Oh, just what we've always needed. Bread to match the wallpaper. Bread and decorator colors. I just knew that something like this would happen.
Well, you see, the idea of the fancy colors, Bing, is to get the kids to eat a little more bread at mealtimes.
Oh, this bread will be great for the ladies, too. Now they can order bread to match their lipstick.
Oh, terrific.
No more lip prints on the toast.
How about this? Sunrise-colored bread for breakfast.
Clever, oh, yes. And in the evening, slices of bread with the sunset on it.
Oh, sunset for evening would be very chic.
And we'd have for St. Patrick's Day, Kelly Green.
Kelly Green?
And for the 4th of July, red, white, and blue bread.
Oh, patriotic, man. I really like this idea of colors and patterns in the baking department.
Oh, I love it. Can't pass that crazy red bread, will you?
Oh, no. Oh, Bing, you can do better than that. How about a polka dot roll or a hot plaid bun? How about that?
Love it. I think this whole thing could lead into something very colorful musically. Don't you, Ken?
Yes, it could develop into a big salute to rainbow-hued dough.
America, you're wonderful. Three cheers for the red, white, and blue bread.
Oh, golly, what a spot for someone to sing the Stars and Stripes Forever. Are you up on it, Bing?
I don't know the whole thing all the way through. Anyway, Rosemary's moving in here now to ease me out of this little contretemps that I've caught myself in. It's all yours, Rose. You know, Rosie, the other day, you told me to bring home some gentle fells to make washing dishes less of a problem.
Yes, did you find it?
Certainly. Every grocer has it. I just want to report that our dishwashing expert said gentle fells is the greatest, the most, the answer.
Mm-hmm. Didn't she love the way it went right to work on those dishes? Grease and stains just slip off.
Yes, sir. This performance was truly exceptional. But the encore is what had the girls bravoing.
The encore?
The after effect. The way the glasses and dishes dried to a sparkle and the way their hands looked.
I know. Gentle Fells has lanolin D that protects your hands.
Well, don't they all?
Goodness, no. Gentle Fells is the only dishwashing detergent that does contain lanolin D. Lanolin D is the very essence of skin beauty, you know. And it has been added to Gentle Fells' clear golden liquid to keep hands soft and lovely.
And I suppose, quite naturally to you girls, that's most important, huh?
You don't want us to go around with hands looking cracked and raw, do you? Gentle Fells prevents tattletale hands.
You might even say Gentle Fells cushions your hands while it cleans your dishes.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
So, girls, get Gentle Fells next time you're at the store.
For a spotless reputation, you can't beat the Fells family of fine cleaning products.
Gentle Fells for dishes and Instant Fells Naphtha for laundry. Ladies, why not jot those names down on your grocery list right now?
Rosemary, may I tell you that it's wonderful to have you here on the show and brighten things up with your radiant personality.
And do half the work?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But also brighten things up.
We can't call this work, Bing.
You're so right, Rosie, really. Singing is a joy.
Right you are. Say, you don't happen to be in a sentimental mood by any chance, do you?
Always.
Well, then let's sing something to remember you by.
I'm game. Cutting out now. Got to fade. Skip. Thank you very much.
Hope you listen again, friends.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood. Produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Join us again tomorrow, won't you?